Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the late, great Marvin Gaye, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry, longtime Brain Trust member, KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's one of the top social media experts on the planet. And what I like about Kathy is she's not a starry-eyed person about social media. She'll give it to you straight. And the good, the bad, and the ugly, right, Kathy?
Oh, yes. And we have a lot of ugly, don't we?
And speaking of which, something I reported on last hour I wanted to get your thoughts on. I know you've looked at it a little bit, and this is some of the LinkedIn scams that are going on right now, where people are claiming to be you or me and asking our friends to link to them, and they're basically, you know, appropriating someone else's name, maybe even persona a little bit to the degree that they can, and they're trying to get people to link to them, and then after they accept, They then will send people a link or a file and say, hey, would you check this out for me? And, of course, that's a phishing scam on LinkedIn, and people are not used to that. And what do you think, Kathy?
No. Well, it happens across all platforms. It was huge. It's been a huge problem that Facebook has had. And now they figured out, hey, we can do this over on LinkedIn. So you have to be very careful about when you get a LinkedIn request from strangers or people that you don't know to make sure that they're real and they're not just trying to build up a professional profile. That once they get you to connect with them,
right. Then
they can actually create an account which looks like it's you and it's not you. And then start going and connecting with people that you are connected to.
Right. I was very limiting in the people that I would link to, and then, of course, I'm a publisher, so I have content on LinkedIn, so I started opening up and linking to more people when they'd ask me to link to them, but I had a couple of rules. Number one, I didn't link to anybody who didn't put their picture in LinkedIn. If it was just a name,
I never
linked to anybody unless there's a picture. And I would typically link.
The problem is anybody can put a picture.
Well, that's true.
They can grab your picture.
But number two, I would link through a little bit and see if it looked like they were legitimate and the best I could. But number three, I don't click on links and files in LinkedIn.
No, I don't either.
Because you wouldn't send. See, here's the thing: people I know and care about and would trust by clicking on something, they never send me things like that on LinkedIn. They would email it to me.
Right. Right.
And you can't steal somebody else's email. Right.
Well, that's not true. There are a lot of scam emails.
Well, there are some ways to do it, but it's not easy. But still, the main thing is, folks, is the phishing only works when you come back to what you've always known. Don't click on a link or a file that you don't know about.
Absolutely, you have to really pay attention. And sometimes we have people that are serving as support in this area. So you might have a social media manager or somebody that's doing the work for you,
mm-hmm.
and they're just accepting and doing all of these things in social media without looking for these.
If you're a business, so you have
really
people doing
have
that for you, but nobody does my LinkedIn. I'm the only one. LinkedIn belongs to me. It's not. Even though we publish my stuff on LinkedIn, those relationships belong to me 100%.
Yep.
And I'd recommend
that to
other business owners. What do you think?
Right. Well, Ian, you have to really pay attention to who you're connecting with. And when you get conversations and them asking you questions and wanting you to take action and do things, you have to pay attention to that.
Yep.
And not just carte blanche accept everyone and
yep.
click on everything. And actually, LinkedIn offers up, it says, here's a whole bunch of people that want to connect with you,
mm-hmm.
and you can do like 200 at a time.
Right. No,
you have to
be careful.
So
hey, Kathy, I gotta wrap it up.
Adds to the problem.
I gotta wrap it up. Thanks for being here today. Good job. Come back soon. Kathy
Thank
Perry,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen. I gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.